Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth consistently. I'm your host, David Schreiner Khan.
The higher up you get on the food chain, not that anybody's more important than anybody else, but people are busy. So if you're pitching Barbara Corcoran or Craig Newmark from Craigslist, you're literally going to get 15 seconds.
Today, we have a special bonus episode of Smashing the Plateau. I'm here with Laura Allen, founder of thepitchgirl.com and 15secondpitch.com. Laura is participating in our podcast in this bonus episode through a partnership with the National Association of Women Business Owners New York City chapter. She'll be one of the speakers at the NABO Bootcamp in New York City on March 28th. I will also be at the bootcamp, gleaning more great insight from attendees and speakers. You can join me and Laura at the bootcamp by visiting nabonyc.org to get your bootcamp tickets. That's nabonyc.org. Now let's welcome Laura Allen. Laura is the founder of thepitchgirl.com and 15secondpitch.com. She has over 20 years of experience in advertising, online marketing, and sales. She created a unique four-step process to help people explain who they are and what they do in just 15 seconds. Laura leads her popular The Power of the 15-Second Pitch workshop online and in person. She has been a guest speaker for NYU, Columbia, the Wharton School of Business, and Cornell. Laura has been featured in Adweek, The Financial Times, Crain's New York Business, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Times. She has also appeared on ABC News and New York One News. Laura, welcome to Smashing the Plateau. It's so great to be able to talk to you in advance of the upcoming National Association of Women Business Owners Bootcamp, which will be held in New York City on March 28th, where you will be one of the facilitators.
Yes, thank you, David. I'm so excited to be here.
And I remember the last time I attended the NABO bootcamp a couple of years ago, where we also did a podcast ahead of time, and I created a podcast with some of the attendees and speakers at the event. It's a remarkable event. And for anybody who's running a small business and is in the New York City area, I strongly encourage you to check it out. It's definitely worth spending a day. You'll learn a whole lot. So, Laura, let's cut to the chase and talk about what it is that you're really good at. And can you explain why it's so hard for people to explain who they are and what they do in 15 seconds?
Yes, David, I can. I think it's so hard because people have a tendency to want to tell everyone everything they've done. They don't want to miss an opportunity. So they're at the networking event, and they kind of go through their resume. They're going to tell you everything they're capable of doing and everything they've done. And that actually hurts them more than it helps them. If they could just get it down to 15 seconds, it would help them hook the listener and draw them in, as opposed to spending 10 minutes going through their entire resume when you don't know if the listener cares about you or not, to be quite honest.
So is there something that you can find out before even saying anything that will give you a clue as to what might be most important for the listener to hear about you in the 15 seconds?
Yes. Here is my secret sauce, if you will. I always ask the other person what they do first. It seems kind of obvious, but you're at the networking event and you're sort of looking around the room and you see somebody interesting and you go up to them and there's that awkward moment. And I always ask them, well, what do you do or what brings you to this event? I like to get them talking, not in an effort to sell them, but in an effort to find out, do we have anything in common? Is there any common ground that so we can build a relationship based on that?
So, Laura, what happens when you go to the networking event and you see someone, not you personally, but somebody sees another person that they haven't spoken to before, and it turns out that other person actually took your program, so knows to ask, what do you do first? So if you're caught in the position where somebody's asking you the first question, how can you decide what to include in your 15 seconds?
You choose the thing that is most unique about you. A lot of people will tell you, You have to focus entirely on the listener with your pitch. And what you're describing, David, is you may not know anything about the person. You may just have to go with what you know. So go with the strongest thing that you know. So when I work with my clients, we focus in on one thing, one core value, one core program. They might do more than one thing, but if they could only choose one program or one, you know, piece of expertise to focus on, what would it be? And that's what you lead with, because that's going to be your strongest selling point to anyone listening.
Right. So I'm thinking about myself as you're describing this, and I'm thinking, well, what is it that we currently offer that's like one of the highlights of, that I would like to let people know about? And it's helping solopreneurs build recurring revenue, which is a pain point I hear about all the time from people who've been in their field for a long time.
Absolutely. So when you mention recurring revenue, that is the biggest pain point that I've seen from entrepreneurs. They go from feast to famine. They go out, they network, they pitch, they get business, they get exhausted trying to deliver on what they promised. Then they sort of hold off for a little while, a couple months sometimes, before they start pitching again. And it's that constant need to go get business. So what if there is easy recurring cash flow, easy income? That would be a lot better for everyone, I think, is what you're saying. So when you're saying solopreneurs, that's a lot of people right there. That's a core niche. There are a lot of people that identify with that. And if you're saying recurring revenue, yeah, people want to hear about that too.
Right, right. So what are you going to be talking about at the bootcamp?
I'm going to teach people how to pitch themselves in 15 seconds, because what I've learned is the higher up you get on the food chain, not that anybody's more important than anybody else, but people are busy. So if you're pitching Barbara Corcoran or Craig Newmark from Craigslist, you're literally going to get 15 seconds.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. If you're the first person in line waiting to talk to them, and I literally pitched both of them and I got 15 seconds. So that's all you're going to get. So you need to boil it down to your core essence and be able to rely on that. So that's what I'm going to teach at the NABO bootcamp, is how to pitch yourself in 15 seconds.
Okay. And for those that may be thinking about attending, what is it they should be thinking about or preparing before they attend what you're going to be facilitating, so they can do the best job to create their 15-second pitch?
So the overall theme of this NABO event is the why. Why do you do what you do in your business, and why should the world care? So those are the things you have to think about. And I know a lot of people are Renaissance people. They do more than one thing. So they have more than one business. They're going to have more than one pitch. So for this particular event, let's focus in on what you think is the most marketable, the most unique, the most different, because that's going to be what sets you apart from the competition.
Okay. And is there anything else that people should think about or prepare in addition to just identifying sort of one thing that is most marketable?
I think it's how you relate to the community. So you had a guest on recently, her name is Sarah, and she talked about it's a small world on social media. And I heard that podcast and I thought it was very funny, because I was at a retreat with her, a video marketing retreat in Cortona, Italy. And when she said that, I said, wow, that really resonated with me. It's a small world on social media. So it's a small world in New York City, believe it or not, and it's a small world in the US and even in the world. So what do you want to be known for? What's the one thing? If I could be known for the 15-second pitch, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And you're right, it is a small world, because you and I are both located in New York. When I go to face-to-face networking events in New York, I almost always see people I know. And the interesting thing about the online world, since I've been in podcasting now for 5 years, there are so many people that I know when I either attend events or I see other people's or listen to other people's podcasts. There are guests on that have been on my show. I've been on their show. And it's surprising when you get into a particular area of specialty or area of focus, you do run into a lot of the same people over and over again.
And that's a great thing because you get to know and trust these people over time.
Exactly. So if you get your pitch down to 15 seconds, what are some of the outcomes that then happen?
Okay, so you get your pitch down to 15 seconds. The key is to be consistent with your pitch. You know, you're going to say, okay, I'm committing to this pitch for 30 days. Every podcast interview I do, every networking event I do, every person I speak to, you know, when I'm hanging out with my dad on vacation, this is the pitch I'm going to give, and it's going to be consistent because you're going to really check in with the listener and see what resonates. What I see with a lot of people is they change their pitch constantly, so they don't know what works and what resonates and what doesn't because they change their pitch every single time. So if you're consistent with your pitch, you're going to know if it's a dud in 30 days for sure. You're going to know way sooner than that. But if you're consistent and you see when people lean in literally and they ask for more, they want to know more information or that sounds interesting, you know that you've hooked them and you know you're onto something with that.
Right. But Laura, how can you be consistent and give the same pitch over and over again at different times over a 30-day period and make it sufficiently interesting to the listener if you happen to have some of the same listeners at multiple times? You know, like if you belong to a networking group that meets every week and you see mostly the same people every week, how can you give the exact same pitch every week?
Well, you memorize the pitch, and a lot of people will disagree with me, but I'm sticking with what I know. You memorize your pitch, and then you can go off script. So I hear what you're saying. There are a lot of networking events. You show up at 7:15 in the morning, and people give their pitch, and they're exhausted. They're yawning while they give their pitch. Well, no wonder no one in the room cares about your pitch, right? Because you're bored with it. You change it up each week a little bit to reflect where you're at. You add a little bit extra. Once you memorize the pitch, then you can go a little bit off script. You can improvise a little bit and see what resonates. And people really respond to that.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. So Laura, in my introduction, I mentioned that you have a particular process that you use. Can you give some clues about what this process is?
I can give you the whole shebang.
Okay, good.
I'm all about it. Transparency.
Okay.
It's a 4-step process that sounds very simple, but when you start writing it down, it gets a little bit more complicated as you think about it. And step number one of your 15-second pitch is who you are. Who you are.
Okay.
So, hello, my name is Laura Allen. It's pretty straightforward, but some people miss it, believe it or not. Step number two is what you do for a living, what you do. Hey, I'm the founder of thepitchgirl.com. Again, very straightforward. Step number three is where it gets interesting for a lot of people. Step number three is why you are the best at what you do, why you're the best. And you don't have to say, well, I'm the best, because you don't have to boast about it. You can just give an example that sets you apart from the competition. And the reason why I describe it as why you are the best is because people will chicken out. If I just say, what makes you different? They'll say, well, I care about my clients more. Or my band, you know, has done 1,000 shows. No one cares. Caring about your clients, you better care about your clients or you're going to be out of business. If you're a touring band, 1,000 shows, no one cares, right? That doesn't set you apart. You have to really think about what sets you apart from the competition and be bold enough, be brave enough to say it. Step number three is the key differentiator for my clients against their competition, because it's what hooks the listener and makes them want to learn more. Then we have step number four, which is the call to action. And a lot of people miss this because they assume, hey, I'm a real estate agent. People will know, you know, call me if you're looking for an apartment. No, you have to be more specific. Your call to action is go to my website, thepitchgirl.com, and sign up for my newsletter, and then you get a free PDF, 8-page PDF that talks about how to create your 15-second pitch. So that's a specific call to action. And that really works for people, because if you're at the networking event and you've met 40 or 50 people, the person who has a clear call to action, people actually do that. And you'll see people speaking from the stage and they'll say, hey, enter this, you know, number, text this number, and you'll get this guide or you'll get this or that. And you'll see people do it. Those are people that will connect with the speaker more than anybody else in the room, because they get them to take action in that moment.
Right. Now, what happens if you don't have a free gift as part of your call to action?
It could be as simple as go to my website to learn more. It's a little bit vague, but it gives you one more chance to say your URL, if nothing else.
Right. Okay. And going back to step number three, why you're the best, what do you say about yourself?
I once closed a $5.5 million deal from a cold call. That's one of my step number threes.
Okay. That's a good one.
I want to hear about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would want to learn more.
And the other one is I helped a client close a $60 million deal, and the client was pitching George Lucas for rights to the Star Wars trilogy.
Wow.
It's pretty quick, but it's potent. People like to hear about that.
In my conversation with Laura, we talk about the importance of recurring revenue. To learn about how you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth consistently, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. And get in touch with me to learn more. Now, back to our show. Laura, how long does it take people to make some of the changes they need to make in order to have an effective pitch?
They have to decide. They have to decide on one thing, which is hard, because they think that they will be giving up business, and it's exactly the opposite. The more narrow your niche, the more powerful your pitch. I really believe that.
So somebody coming to the NABO bootcamp should be able to walk away with elements of a pitch that she or he could use for the next 30 days.
Every single person who comes to the bootcamp, who comes to my particular workshop on how to create the 15-second pitch, will leave with a 15-second pitch that they can start using that day. That's guaranteed.
Okay, sounds great. What are some of the other sessions that'll be taking place at the bootcamp?
There is a lot about your message in general and your story, your brand story. So when people buy, they buy based on emotion. So you have to have a clear brand story, and there will be a lot of great speakers talking about that. So there are a lot of business coaches, there are a lot of sales coaches, there are a lot of different people that you can hire, but it's the person who has a brand story that you really identify with, that's the person you're going to connect to and you will want to hire. So we'll be talking a lot about that as well.
Sounds great. And for yourself, what have you found to be beneficial about being part of the NABO community?
I found that it is good to see familiar faces over the years. So I've seen some of the same faces for over a decade. And people come and go, and sometimes, you know, I got a corporate job for a little while, and different people do different things, but you go back and you're like, oh, hey, I know these friendly, familiar people. It's a really friendly community, and some are not. You know, I don't mean to be judgmental, but this is a really nice, welcoming community, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a community that's like, oh, you know, they're going to be trying to be better than anybody else.
Makes sense. So Laura, before we close out, I wondered if we could just spend a few minutes talking about you and your business and kind of where you are in your own journey of creating the business that you love and serving the kinds of people where you want to have the most impact.
Sure.
How long have you been in business?
I started 15-second pitch in 2003. So it's been various iterations over the years. And now it's thepitchgirl.com.
Yeah, so a fairly long time.
Yes.
And what have been some of the ups and downs for you along the way?
It's the same thing that my clients face. It's that unsteady cash flow. When the economy is going good and people have additional income to start businesses and to hire coaches, things are great. When the economy tanks, like it did in 2008, things get a little bit dicey. So I think it's having consistent cash flow. That's been a little bit of a challenge. And the way to overcome that is by being lean. You know, you don't need to have an office space of, you know, 10,000 square foot office space in Manhattan. You don't need to have 10 full-time employees. You're lean and mean, and you get things done that way.
Mm. What advice would you have for anybody who is earlier on in their entrepreneurial journey? And what advice would you have, particularly when it comes to cash flow and being protected for those downtimes?
Okay. I think the best advice I can give you, and this is from someone who has had eviction notices on her door, who had to sleep on her best friend's apartment for a couple of years. So I've seen, you know, challenging times. I think the best thing to do is to find the minimum viable product. So we hear about these launches, you know, I'm going to be a six-figure business, I'm going to do this launch. What we don't hear about is there's a lot of money that's required for Facebook ads, for staffing, for infrastructure. So go in there and do what you can with the least amount of money possible and see what you can do with that. Don't rely on venture capital. Don't rely on a business loan. Don't rely on anything. Try to think of yourself as a freelancer at first and make the money that you can and be consistent and fund your own business, because you never know if the venture capital is going to come. You don't know if the bank loan is going to come. At the end of the day, you need to look out for yourself.
And keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Sounds great. Laura, if somebody wants to go deeper with what you've shared today or to learn more or access any of the resources you have, where would they go?
They can go to thepitchgirl.com, and right on the homepage, you sign up for my newsletter. You get that 8-page PDF, which walks you through the 4 key steps. It also shows you 4 examples of the 15-second pitch, and it tells you about my 10-session program if people want to work with me individually.
Sounds great. Well, Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau in anticipation of the NABO Bootcamp in New York City on March 28th. For listeners that want information about the NABO Bootcamp, please go to nabonewyorkcity.org. That's NABONYC.org for bootcamp tickets. My guest today has been the founder of thepitchgirl.com, Laura Allen. Thank you, Laura, for joining us.
Thank you so much, David.
When you visit the Smashing the Plateau website at smashingtheplateau.com, you'll find a summary of each episode along with the links we mention on the show. Would you like more consistent, stable revenue in your business? Go to smashingtheplateau.com and click on Schedule Time with David to connect directly with me. Please share this episode with friends and colleagues to help them smash the plateau. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. I'll see you on our next episode.